Earlier this week, Toyota announced that it was recalling some of its most popular models because of problems with the braking systems and with floor mats. Joining me now is Bill Vlasic, Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. His article on the problems with the computer systems in Toyotas appears in today's paper. I'm very pleased that it brings him to our show. Hi.
Oh, good afternoon.
So can you describe how the faulty brakes malfunction?
The faulty brakes, how they malfunction. Well, Toyota is recalling the brakes on 2.3 million vehicles for the brakes in the Prius is what we're looking at now. The accelerators in the Camrys and the floor mats in a variety of vehicles, and now apparently the electronics as well. Toyota has safety issues now that seem to be increasing by the day, and today we presented a story about an accident in Flint, Michigan, and the lawsuit is one of many now that is alleging that electronics is at the heart of some of these most violent accidents.
Because it wasn't caused by faulty brakes or the mats getting tangled. What happened to Guadalupe Alberto's Toyota?
Well, this was an example of a vehicle that went to a very high speed in a very short period of time and appeared to be continuing to accelerate just within moments after she started driving. This was an older woman, a former auto worker, matriarch of a big family, kind of a very, very responsible person, and someone in good health and with a clean driving record and a relatively new car, 17,000 miles. In the course of about 8 or 9 blocks, she went from 25 miles per hour on a residential street to what witnesses were saying was 70 to 80 miles an hour, lost control of the car, hit a tree, and died. The lawsuit filed in Michigan was alleging that her electronic throttle control system, which is the computerized unit found in most Toyotas that controls engine speed, was defective. Toyota has denied that it's defective. Toyota has said there is no problem with its electronics. However, the federal government and the transportation secretary said this week that they are looking and will look for some time now at electronic failures as another possible problem.
Well, couldn't it have just been a unique situation? The computer system malfunctioned in her car. Computers, you know, you can buy 10,000 Apple computers and the 10,001st is going to turn out to be a lemon.
Of course, you don't die when your Apple computer goes bad, number one. Secondly, this is drawing comparisons to some other admittedly rare instances, but catastrophic instances. This is the case that really sort of shook a lot of Toyota's problems open was last August in San Diego, when a California Highway Patrolman and his family were driving in a Lexus sedan, which was not even theirs, had been loaned to them by a dealer while their car was getting repaired.
Lexus is manufactured by Toyota.
Lexus is their luxury brand manufactured by Toyota. And this car went out of control at speeds above 100 miles an hour. It crashed and all four people died. And the fact that this was a highway patrolman, an experienced law enforcement officer driving the car and unable to stop it, raised all sorts of questions of whether or not a floor mat or even a stuck accelerator pedal, which, by the way, the Lexus is not among the recalled cars, could have caused something so catastrophic and so out of control. I really don't think there's any evidence yet that, in fact, electronic systems fail for whatever particular reason or under what circumstances. But to this point, they really have not been independently investigated. And we know this because NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, has not really looked deeply into some of these really high-speed sort of inexplicable acceleration incidents.
Actually, it has been investigated in some cases on a rather personal level. Last week, Steve Wozniak, the one of the founders of Apple, said that he was able to reproduce the acceleration problem again and again in one of his Priuses. He said that it indicated a software problem to him. Have Toyota executives been reluctant to acknowledge that the computer systems may be at fault, or do they still think this is a mechanical issue?
They have flatly, as of Monday, denied that there are any issues as far as they're concerned with electronics. They say they've tested them repeatedly and vigorously. Now, of course, Steve Wozniak knows a bit about software. It's kind of like the last guy you want evaluating your software is one of the founders of Apple. I'm sure he's pretty familiar with the possibilities. But we do understand that one of the issues here is a lot of these computerized software modules in cars—they're proprietary. They're Toyotas are Toyotas, and other companies are their own. And so far in litigation, which is just sort of getting to the discovery stage, where plaintiffs' lawyers are getting the kind of documents that they're asking for, no one has been able to sort of get their hands on how these things actually work and what could go wrong. And there's a lot of theories out there that, electromagnetic fields or various sort of environmental interference. Toyota seems confident that's not happening, but it's sort of hard to accept that these kinds of accidents that are not short bursts of engine surging, but these continuous acceleration to an out-of-control 80, 90, 100 miles an hour is because somebody got it caught under a floor mat, or a driver was so panicking that they were stomping on the accelerator instead of the brake. This woman up in Flint she was described as, people saw her as she was flying down this street, said she was terrified. They could see her sort of jumping sort of towards the brake, holding onto the wheel. Something went wrong with that car that clearly it wasn't a floor mat, because there was no floor mat in the car. And this particular model isn't even under recall, this particular Camry model, for the stuck accelerator. So what's the explanation? I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot about that in the weeks to come.
How much of a car's basic functions, accelerating and braking, are controlled by computers nowadays?
Well, Toyota, and I'm not a I cover the auto industry and have for a long time, but I know what's been said and I know what's been done. And Toyota, in around 2001, 2002, began installing in most of their mass market vehicles what they call drive-by-wire, the wire being just an easy way of saying it's not your foot mechanically pushing the accelerator, which is moving some sort of mechanical part to tell the engine to go faster. It's done through computerized signals. And luxury cars, German luxury cars, have had this type of feature for a long time. But one thing we're learning is that German luxury cars also pioneered what's called brake override systems, where if the accelerator is going at a certain level, but you hit the brake really hard, it will send a sensor to override the accelerator. So this kind of like a fail-safe. And when Toyota announced their floor mat recall in October, which still is the biggest of the recalls, they also said they were going to start putting brake override systems on many of their 2010 models. So to have a kind of a fail-safe if, in fact, there was an accelerator. But, a lot of things happen under the hood of your car, which are not like under the hood of the older cars. You'd have to be a computer technician as opposed to a gearhead to fix some of these things.
Well, we have some comments from listeners. One wants to know if this is a problem with manual transmission cars as well.
That's a good question.
Because people aren't used to shifting into neutral. And then another listener who's read the articles wants to know if turning off the car or putting it into neutral does anything.
Well, you know, we've been asked this question. It's very, you know, it's very difficult to know what, for example, the California Highway Patrol officer actually tried to do when he tried to stop his car unsuccessfully. Did he try and get it into neutral? Did Ms. Alberto try and get it into neutral? There's a few other of these examples. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, these people are deceased, and they can't really tell us, and nobody was in the car who can tell us. There have been people who have had incidences of less violent acceleration, not as intense, who have successfully put the car in neutral. You know, it's difficult to tell whether or not these things were done in these instances, or if that's going to save you. And there's been some consumer advisory kind of stuff from the government about what you might try to do, and that's suggested. If you can get it into neutral and turn your key off, that would be great. How that affects your braking, what that means at that point, you know, and how, if you're going that fast, if you can, you know, stop. I've had heard of people who pulled the emergency brake to try and stop their car. So it's I don't think there's an easy answer to what to do if you're in this circumstance. And because it's so apparently random in its occurrence, you may not ever have this happen to you until you have something like this of a serious nature.
My guest is Bill Vlasic, the Detroit Bureau Chief of the New York Times. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. In the Alberto family's case, there was a deposition from a Toyota executive. What did he say about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's interest in accidents involving throttle control issues back in 2004?
Well, this deposition by a Toyota safety executive by the name of Chris Santucci was very revealing. Mr. Santucci, in fact, had worked at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and was hired by Toyota to go and handle safety liaison work with the agency. The deposition is interesting because there was an investigation by the NHTSA in 2003 and 4 into throttle control, acceleration issues. And during the process of how Toyota would provide data to them, it was agreed upon that they would only focus on low-speed engine surging of a very short duration. This was because they believed, the NHTSA believed, and Toyota as well, that longer, higher speed incidences where people tried to stop the car with a brake, that perhaps that would clutter or taint the investigative pool, that people using brakes, maybe this was something else, maybe they had a problem with their brakes. We want to look at engine and throttles. Let's just look at ones that are the most similar and in the most numbers. It sounds like it's a good idea, you know, from a distance, because, well, look at the biggest group of failures, and that's where we'll find a pattern. But if you eliminate the the exceptions, but the really tragic exceptions, the most dangerous exceptions, you may not find the problem that way. And so this case, that's how Toyota and NHTSA came to some sort of agreement about what the which cases they would look at. And long story short, the investigation closed in 3 months with the agency finding no defect.
Well, that decision was in 2004. Hasn't Toyota been incorporating the computer systems into all of its cars since then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the car up in Flint was a 2005 model. There have been at least six separate investigations by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration into various types of acceleration issues in Toyotas since 2003. So this has been an ongoing investigative process that until this year yielded just a couple of very small recalls, minor recalls, floor mat related and stuck pedal related recalls. Then all of a sudden, the accident in San Diego last summer, which was again, it was one of the passengers in the car was on the 911 call, so this it became like real time. You're in the car, what this kind of accident was like. It was very, very horrific tape, which I listened to, and that sort of, and even the federal government has admitted that case opened a lot of eyes that, you know, there needed to be a lot more scrutiny here. And since then, I think Toyota's recalled something like 8 million separate vehicles around the world and, of course, is in the crisis of its corporate life.
And a listener who owns a 2005 Prius says that it stalls while he's driving. Is that a common problem?
You know, the Prius is sort of the new development in the last few days. You know, the Toyota apparently was fixing some brakes on new Priuses, and of course, when new models come out, and by any manufacturer, there's often you know things that get fixed, and nobody ever hears about them. However, these braking incidents, we understand there's over 1,000 complaints as of today. On Tuesday or Wednesday, it was 116, and since then, people are coming out of the woodwork, telling they're having braking problems with the Prius. I think the Prius is a special case right now. We haven't heard of any really serious, you know, accidents with big injuries or deaths, thankfully. But, you know, the Prius is a very high-tech vehicle with different kinds of brakes that regenerates energy and helps you save power. And, you know, it's a little more complicated than the average brake, I guess. The Prius is under a cloud right now, and you know, at first it was the Toyota Camry, which is obviously the bread and butter vehicle for this company, and what really is the rock of their entire product lineup. But boy, the Prius is really their statement on technology and sophistication, and these braking incidences are. You know, Wozniak had one, and you know, again, this guy owns four of them, I understand, so he's not exactly like somebody who's not familiar with how to drive one. And I haven't heard any acceleration investigative activities on Prius, mostly limited to brakes at this point. But I think people are looking at Toyota cars now and things that they might in the past have, you know, not thought about or not worried about or not felt concern over, that's over. People are concerned about everything that they may have sensed, you know, was a minor glitch or just a, you know, early car issues. You know, sometimes you buy a new car, you get used to it. Now even the Prius, which is kind of the epitome of Toyota's technological sophistication, is being called into question.
Well, this morning the president of Toyota held a press conference and apologized. First of all, it's taken a long time for that apology to take place, I guess, because Toyota was hoping that this whole problem would go away.
Well, they on Monday they sent out their number one U.S. sales executive, who is an American, and he did apologize, but that wasn't good enough. It's become clear that the decisions at Toyota are made in Japan, always have, always will be, including which vehicles to recall. And so people have been waiting very, you know, I think somewhat patiently for Mr. Toyota, who is the authority figure at this company, to speak directly to this. But it did take a long time, including comments from the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, that he would like to hear from Mr. Toyota. And so this is pretty significant pressure. And you know, the apology that Mr. Toyota gave today, you know, some people say it's, you know, it's too little or too late or whatever. I mean, obviously the concern is great over there. I mean, this company has been rocked. They have gone from just a couple of months ago to being the paragon of the automotive industry to being highly suspect. And this just is astonishing. And so one apology from the top, you probably don't need a lot more than one or two of those. I mean, I think people understand that they're sorry it's happened. But what was a little bit surprising today is that there wasn't a 4 or 5 point plan, you know, unveiled that here's what we're going to do about it. And I don't think they can wait very long for that. There's a congressional hearing this coming Wednesday on Toyota, at which Ray LaHood, the transportation secretary, is going to testify. And
well, he announced that people who own these cars shouldn't drive them, and then he retracted that statement shortly afterward. But I'm assuming that people are taking from that that they probably should be worried. On the other hand, a listener writes in about a GM car he had 5 years ago. He put the car in reverse, and it just took off. He put his foot on the brake, and the car wouldn't stop. So maybe this is just a problem with the way cars are made these days.
Well, there, you know, I mean, there have been lots of safety issues with the domestics over the years. And, you know, whether it's Ford Firestone and SUV rollovers, or engine fires in Ford trucks, or engine fires in Chrysler minivans. I've covered many of these, and there are. There are reports of sort of unintended acceleration complaints, if you will, on many makes and models. However, there hasn't been any broad number or the same kind of accidents or the same incidents of fatal accidents. And I think there have been specific, you know, cases. I recall maybe with a Chrysler model or two that acceleration was an issue, but really haven't seen this kind of sudden acceleration sort of phenomenon since Audi, you know, 20 some years ago. And that of course was a very disturbing and thing, and caused a lot of changes at Volkswagen to fix their Audi models. But right now it appears that Toyota's the floor mat issue, clearly a problem. These all-weather floor mats that they were putting in were huge, thick pieces of rubber that, you know, could get stuck. The sticking accelerator pedals, Toyota has admitted that's a problem. They're fixing that. But I don't think we really know yet what is going on in these computer systems, and whether or not it is a one in a million, or is it less than that. And some people may be comfortable driving a car knowing only one in a million or one in 100,000 is prone to this. Maybe not if it's you, though, right?
Bill, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for talking with us. Bill Vlasic is the Detroit Bureau Chief for the New York Times.
Thank you.